Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. Today we're talking with Kathy Phelps. Kathy has 9 years oncology nursing experience at the Cooper Clinic Department of Hematology Oncology. Two of those years have been in the capacity of advanced practice nurse. As an APN, she assists the physician in the diagnosis and treatment of patients, the management of chemotherapy side effects and disease symptoms, and patient and family counseling. Kathy, most of us know a friend or family member who is battling cancer, and sometimes it's hard to know the right thing to do. From your experiences, what's the primary emotional need of someone who has been diagnosed with cancer?
That's a good question. I believe one of the primary needs for the patient who's recently been diagnosed with cancer is having a strong family support system or friend support system. A lot of times these patients need to know that they're not alone and that there's always going to be someone there that they can count on. So giving them your emotional support and letting them, keeping a positive attitude with them, really helps them get through it a little bit easier. Like I said, letting them know that they're not alone and being there to let them experience the grieving process. They go through the 7 stages of grieving, as many patients do when they're first diagnosed with a terminal illness, knowing that cancer is not always terminal, but a tragic illness. And a lot of times they have to go through the stages of shock and guilt and anger and depression, and knowing that someone's always going to be there no matter what they say or do to give them that support is very important.
How does cancer treatment affect the patient, I guess, mentally as well as physically?
Chemotherapy, is offered in different forms. We have it in an oral form as well as in an IV form. And all of them can affect the patient or each and individual patient differently. We do see a lot of fatigue. That seems to be the major complaint. Most of the nausea that we've heard about in the past, we can pretty much control with modern medications nowadays, which is nice. We do see a decrease in appetite. Sometimes we see they lose their taste buds for certain things. So we really encourage the patient small meals when that occurs. But as far as emotional support, emotional needs, a lot of the patients sometimes go through a depression stage. So again, there's so many things that can, side effects that can happen from chemotherapy as well as treatment with radiation. But most of them we can manage, on an individual patient basis.
Could you give us a few ideas of services or gifts that are helpful when we have a friend that is undergoing cancer treatment?
Oh, sure. Believe it or not, making the meals for the family is greatly appreciated. Many of them that are experiencing the fatigue and the nausea have a hard time with cooking for their family members, so they feel guilty. So taking them food, taking them snacks, running their children around to school, doing some errands for them, providing gift cards. That way when the patient has an appetite or gets their energy level back, that they have that ability to go out and grab something to eat and not have to cook it at home. Most of all, greeting cards. I think most of the patients will tell me that they appreciate a greeting card from a family, from a friend, from a church member that really kind of lifts their day.
Most of us are afraid that we might get in the way at a difficult time. And of course, you've mentioned some good things where we can help out the family that's affected. Can you give us some insight as to some things what we should not do?
I will say that being there, I think the thing that we probably tell family members or friends is don't talk about other experiences. A lot of times we hear someone say, well, my mother, my grandparent, or a friend of mine went through cancer and did not have a positive experience. So that's not an uplifting thing for the patient. So we always tell everyone, try not to talk about other family members' experiences or friends' experiences, and let the patient know that, what they experience and what someone else experiences can be totally different. Another thing that we ask is patients or family members and friends of patients not advise them on diet or alternative therapies, that if the patient is interested with that, if they'd come talk to us about it, we can lay down the facts and let them know what we feel is comfortable with their treatments.
And let me ask you this, Kathy. So many of us in a difficult situation don't know what to say. And so we don't say anything, or maybe we don't send that card that you suggested, just because it's easier to not deal with it ourselves, whereas they're having to deal with something very traumatic. Mm-hmm. What are some words that we can offer?
Sure, it is hard. A lot of people face these patients, and like you said, they're at a loss. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. hugging a patient or a friend, walking up to them and say, I heard about your illness. I'm here for you. Give them a hug. If you want to talk about it, I don't know what to say, but I'm here to listen. Like I said, it is a hard thing for people to experience or even talk about, but letting them know that you do care, that you're there, and that you'd be willing to do anything for them. But you don't really have to talk about the cancer itself.
All right, we're visiting this morning with Kathy Phelps, who is an advanced practice nurse with the Cooper Clinic Department of Hematology and Oncology. And Kathy, I must say, you sound very upbeat and positive. They say laughter is the best medicine.
That Absolutely.
Happy feelings are very good. Is this, I guess, a rewarding position for you as well?
Oh, I feel that I have the best job in the whole world. Luckily, I have been here, like I said, 9 years, and the last 2 years have been so rewarding. And I get to come to work and do something that I am thrilled to do every day. And luckily, I get a paycheck with it. So it just, like I said, I truly have the best job in the world.
Kathy Phelps, advanced practice nurse with the Oncology Hematology Department at Cooper Clinic. If you would like to listen to this interview, you can go to cooperclinic.com. And we thank you, Kathy, for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much.